Glyphe because, Glyphe is a community that has a lot of challenges. As we drove in, as a matter of fact, we were wondering whether this is still Accra, and we are not in any remote village. I mean, they have a lot of challenges. If you look at the environment, if you look at the caliber of people who are here, the challenges are numerous. So we thought that eliminating malaria, we need to reach out to the community. We need to empower the community for us to be able to be successful.
Mrs. Sam commended the National Malaria Control Program for working to reduce the high prevalence of malaria and cautioned against any abuse of the recommended anti-malarials.
The malaria situation in Ghana, we have come a long way. And I think the malaria control has done tremendous work to reduce mortality and morbidity. But we have to sustain the gains that are made. We have challenges with artemisinin resistance. So we need to let everybody know that when you are given the medication, you need to follow the treatment. It's a three-day treatment. By day two, you feel much, much better. So most people by day two will stop the medication. And that is where the challenge is. Because if we are not careful and we pick resistance to the medicines we are using now, we'll be in serious trouble. So my word to everybody out there, when you have malaria, the drugs we have for treating malaria are the best in the world today. They are very effective. They are affordable. When you are given, please complete the treatment. If you develop any side effects you don't understand, go back, speak with your nurse, speak with your pharmacist, or speak with your doctor.
The Sustainability and Social Impact Manager of MTN Foundation, Rodlin Nchiamensa, pledged their continued support towards a healthy population. It is in this regard that they will not relent on their efforts to initiate programs on health, education, and economic empowerment, particularly for women.